Disruptive Innovation Podcast. It's Ashley Tajay.
Hi, everybody. It's Tasha.
Hey, DR fam. It's Nikki.
And we have a special guest. We have a special guest today. Special guest, introduce yourself.
Hey, everyone. It's Shelly.
Hey, Shelly. Shelly, where you calling in from, Shelly?
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach. The dirty South. Oh, So how are you guys feeling during this quarantine and chill?
Oh gosh, I need to get outside. No, I'm only joking. I'm chilling.
Yeah, I'm
Nick,
chilling.
Nick, what you doing during this quarantine and chilling? What you doing?
Man, listen, I'm just trying to stay sane.
Facts.
I feel like my personality has become so bipolar. I'll be real serious. I'll be my doomsday bag, and then I'll be cracking jokes.
Facts. I feel you. I feel the same way.
It can drive you nuts.
It really can. It really, really can.
If you let it.
Yeah, that's true.
Facts. But what a new thing that we want to start doing on Disruptive Innovation is start off with a little icebreaker. So the icebreaker question of today is, would you rather meet your travel back in time to meet your ancestors or to the future to meet your descendants? We're going to start off with Nikki.
I definitely think you can glean some really cool things from both experiences, but for me personally, I think going back to meet my ancestors, and I think the reason why, once you know certain things, it really enriches, I feel like, your experience present day.
Facts.
Oh, so Yeah. Definitely agree.
I totally agree with you. I definitely would go back in the past. To definitely greet my ancestors and actually thank them, you know, for what they've done and how they paved the way for my family and every other black and brown person in this world. So I would definitely want to go back. How about you, Shelly?
I would want to go back to meet my ancestors. Definitely to also thank them for paving the way for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to just say, like I can't even imagine, like, all what they had to go through.
Yes, yeah.
You know?
I definitely agree. And for me, I feel the same way. I want to go back in time to meet my ancestors, because if I see everything from the future, I'm already be prepared for it, and I'm not even going to really want to, I'm going to be like, all right, I already know what's going on. I don't need to know anything else.
Truth.
Yeah, so right. I know the past. Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, so that is good. So, one thing that I was doing a little bit before quarantine and chill, but I've been watching Love is Blind on Netflix. Has anybody else watched it?
I have.
The whole
season. Yo, I love it. Now, how do you guys feel about it? Because I love it.
I thought
it was
cool
good.
As far as, like, the concept of it and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I was cracking jokes the whole time. Them people, every single one of them got on my damn nerves.
What?
You know what? I feel like everyone did too, got on my nerves, except for like two people. And I would say mine was Cameron didn't get on my nerves, the one that married Lauren, and who else did I really like?
Cameron,
no, you know what? I think that was it.
What?
He breathes.
What the hell did she just say?
Everything. Everything's in slow motion with him.
No, it's not.
You know what I think? I think he's nervous. So what you think about Cameron then?
I mean, I like him. I don't mean that with any shade. It's just like watching him react to everything, it was like a slow motion.
I understand what she's saying.
Yeah.
I do.
Because he seemed nervous.
Yeah, and that's what I think it is.
Because like he was shaking a little bit every time she was asking him questions.
And I mean, the experience, I mean, that's kind of crazy. Like, that doesn't happen every day. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Picking someone to spend the rest of your life with based on what you know about them, emotion, no physical, nothing involved, that's crazy.
So then, Shelly, what did you think about it?
Well, I think what Cameron, what Nikki's saying about him being slow motion, mm-hmm. I think it was more, so he was more like a chill type of dude.
He seems very chill.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I was surprised that he was a rapper. Like, he rapped.
Yo, Cameron can really spit, though. He can really rap. I think he sounds so cool.
That surprised me. That surprised me.
And then it's like he turns into a different person when he raps, because he doesn't even sound the same. Like, it's like, who is this?
Yeah.
I told my mom, that's a white king. It's a white Nubian king. When I heard him rap, I was like, okay, that's a white Nubian king. Okay? Because that, what? Oh my God. I love Cameron. I'm pointing that. I'm pointing that. I love him. So then, all right. So then tell me one thing. Tell me what was your favorite couple and your worst couple. And I'm going to start with that one. Okay.
Yes,
so my favorite couple obviously is Cameron and Lauren.
Yes.
And then the couple that I really liked the guy, but I could not stand her would have to be Jessica. I wanted to go through the TV and knock Jessica out. I cannot stand her. I don't like women like her. She's annoying. So,
yeah, totally.
All right. So, what was yours, Tosh?
Okay, with mine, mine would be the same. Cameron and Lauren were my favorites, and I really liked Mark. I just did not like Jessica.
Facts. Mark was sweet.
Jessica, she is like, and I mean, 2 seconds of me hearing her speak, I was like, oh gosh, I don't like her.
Yeah, so, I didn't like
her. And then it was steady throughout the whole time I watched.
Facts.
So I think, yeah, same as yours. How about you, Shelly Belly?
My favorite couple was Cameron and Lauren.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then the couple, not that I didn't, well, I didn't, yeah, I guess, I didn't like their situation.
Okay.
And that's the couple, and I don't know his name. Remember, Tosh, the couple that I was telling you about?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what their names were.
It was a black couple, right?
It was a black couple.
You know what? Yeah, Carlton and I forgot her name. But, yeah, that was so sad.
That was crazy.
That made no sense. I felt like, call me crazy. From the beginning, I said, something's off with him. I didn't even remember, though, that he was on Real Housewives of Atlanta a few seasons ago. I think it was like season five.
Yeah, five.
He was on season five, six, and seven. And he was Cynthia Bailey's assistant and honey on Real Housewives of Atlanta. That man is not straight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he could be bisexual, but he's not 100%. He sounds completely different from the way he was talking on that show, acting like he was a man, he was down and all that. But when he was on that show, he was a queen on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I felt like it was very shady what he said to her when she was walking away. Like, first off, what nigga really be paying attention to your wake slipping? That's a queen move. That's what queens do.
Like,
her hair did look bad.
Was it hair and makeup? Like, that was a foul. Like, that was a big-ass fucking foul. Like, they should have done that shit.
I agree, but the thing is like, I think that they came up there with, I don't think that they were, like, dressed or their hair had to be a certain way. I think that, because when you look at, I've been looking at some of their Instagrams now, her hair still looks bad. So I truly think that it's her. And never no shade to her, because I really like her. But her hair, I don't like her hair.
No, I agree.
You can tell that she's fine.
Yeah, I don't think that we're not gonna blame that one on here.
I think that's her.
It was blaming on the individual, and she definitely needed to go back to the drawing board.
Because even on a reunion,
many times I wanted to jump through the television and just fix it for her. You know, because I'm rooting for her. You know,
I'm rooting for her too. Period.
Yeah. But I think your physical appearance does mean something, especially if you know you're going on national television. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
So then, Nikki, what was your favorite and then your least favorite couple?
Okay, it's hard. Obviously, I feel like everybody kind of likes the same people. So for the sake of just saying a different couple, I actually really liked, what was their names?
Barnett.
He bothered me at first, but I liked their pairing.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I felt like they fit really well together.
Agreed.
See, and that's so crazy.
My least favorite, that's a toughie too, dang it. I mean, I can't stand Jessica like that.
She was annoying.
You throw her out.
Period.
Throw her all the way out.
She gotta go.
You know, when she was saying that she loved God and she was a Christian, I was like, oh, please keep that to yourself, honey.
Yes.
We can't claim you.
Exactly. Yeah. And I low key felt like she was lying.
Whoa!
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Cause I was like, I said, but you know what? You know what? She may not be lying. She's a church Christian. She's not a relationship Christian. She's a church Christian. So she was at that. Fact. Well, you know, I'm a relationship Christian, so I'm gonna tell her how it is. She's fake. She's a church Christian.
Yeah.
She's typical church Christian. Judgy, corny, rude. And she, girl, you ain't fine. Stop it. You might have had a relationship with him years ago.
Like, he was so dope. And she was cute. Harping on his age and everything else about him. And he was such a, like, really cool, genuine person.
Totally. And you know what's so crazy, too, which I, the whole time I kept saying, she don't care about his age. I think it's because he's Mexican. Lauren has said in an interview about 2 weeks ago that, Jessica continuously asked her every time they were together. Mm-hmm. So, how is it going with you and Cameron being, you know, black and white? Like, how does that work? My family would not accept me bringing home somebody who's not a part of my race.
See, I definitely think it was him being Mexican.
Exactly. And him being short. She couldn't get over it.
But then my thing is, okay, with, let's just say she did think these things, obviously, because she did say them.
Mm-hmm.
Then why not, when those doors opened, why did you not say to yourself, you could have just simply said, listen, ooh, this is not going to work for me.
Because I feel like she knew what she would get from the show. Like, you know, like, not the backlash, but there are people out there who are like, yo, Jessica, I feel her. I act just like her. Everybody can relate to somebody on the show. You understand? So yes, I feel like she knows what, like, yo, if I do this show, I'm going to get popping on social media, which we all know that, like, the world is really running off of social media now. So it's like, mm-hmm. once you get big off social media, that opens up doors that are, like, unimaginable.
Yes.
You understand? You could literally become a social media influencer and make more money than she's probably making doing her job, which she kept saying, like, I have to travel a lot, and you could tell that she's not really with that.
Okay.
So, I mean, I wouldn't have lied. My thing is, I wouldn't even did the show because I'm terrified. Like, say if, like, they open up the door and then the person's short, because I'm tall, so I can't be with somebody who's 5'9", and I'm 5'9". I need at least 6 feet, because if I go out, I want to wear heels. I don't want to have to be confined to wearing flats, because that's not my vibe.
Now,
so it's
my question to you, Ashley, is, would you have... So what you're saying is you wouldn't have continued. Once the doors open, you would have just said, nah.
My thing is, I wouldn't have went on the show unless I could tell them my preferences, which you can't, because it's not about the physical. So I wouldn't even went on the show.
Okay.
And no. that was going to be my mm-hmm. question. So Ashley, you already answered it.
Yep.
Shelly, how about you? Would you ever do an experience like that?
No.
I'm sorry.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, and why?
Because I would need to see the person.
Okay, so then for you, the physical attraction is just as important as spiritual, emotional, mentally, etc.
Well,
not trying to back you into a corner,
yeah,
just simply getting your, you know.
I feel you, Shelly.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Yes. Nikki, how about you? Would you do that experiment?
I think, yes, I would do the experiment.
Okay.
I believe in the ideal of it.
Okay. Yes.
I think that it's really cool for people to want to have something more than what's just presented physically.
Exactly.
That being said, I don't think it's an either or situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you have an emotional connection, all this stuff doesn't matter. I don't agree with that or believe in that.
Okay.
I think you should create relationship off of core things.
Yes. Right?
That's what I think.
Yes.
But yes.
You also should be able to hold the other things in your hands as well. It's not an either or for me. It's not an exchange. I'm not exchanging one thing for the other.
No.
I want to be able to have it.
Totally,
you know,
understand that. Totally understand that. So then my question to you, Nick, is, okay, you tried the experiment, okay? You connected with a dude, you understand everything, you guys are connected. You open up those doors and it's total opposite of what you thought based on your conversation. Would you continue? and give it a chance, or would you say, yo, I'm out, I can't do this?
I think the point of it is to try to open your minds and grow. So being, if that's your goal, right?
Okay.
Like, if that is your goal, I think you're tasked a little bit to push yourself. But I think where they went wrong is that they were not honest in that process.
Okay.
I agree. Okay.
You forget that this is an actual process. You may start somewhere and you may not finish in that particular place. So I may say something like, you know what? This is throwing me for a loop. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to get here with you, but I want to at least be open-minded enough to try and see what happens.
Okay.
But right now, I'm not jacking it. Like, you can be honest and be in the moment where you are, but still hope to grow. And I think, like, that should be the goal.
Yeah, I totally
agree. I feel you. I definitely feel you.
Yeah, I agree. So,
and you didn't answer. What about you, Tosh?
Oh, I most likely would not do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you. All right. So then to piggyback off of that, my question is, would you rather have, while looking, you know, to date somebody, a better face or a better body? I'll start. Mine, I would rather have a better face.
Why?
Because you can work out and lose the weight. Or you can, if you're really, really skinny, you can gain muscle. But if that face is screwed up and the body is banging, I got to look at you. You understand what I'm saying? So I need a face. And we're not talking about personality.
No.
So we're not talking, all we're talking about is body versus face. And you're, whatever you're looking for. So Shelly, what you thinking?
I'm going with body. I'm going with body. Because to me, health means a lot to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I would go with body.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go out here and be different and say both. If I had to choose, I'm definitely going to say face because I understand what Ashley's saying. Now, when we say, but at the same time, I'm thinking face and body. I'm just meaning body, meaning not really in shape, but we can get you there. Now, if we're saying, where you have physical impairment versus...
We're not talking about that. We're not talking about short, tall. We're talking about you got a six-pack or you don't. You're really skinny and you like niggas with big arms. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about people.
Thank you for clarifying that. And actually, being that you didn't clarify that, I'm going for face.
Okay. Yep. Nikki, what you thinking? We're not kicking you out of this.
Probably face.
Period.
Okay.
I feel you. And you, because you feel it. It's like, you can work, because, you know, you might meet somebody, if you might like a guy who's big, but then they a little skinny, you'd be like, listen, I'm going to cook for you. 3 square meals, 3 snacks in between, and we're going to go lift some weights. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got you. Don't worry about it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so next topic. During quarantine and chilling, what are you doing? What is one thing that you've been doing that you probably weren't doing as much because we're outside, we're working and stuff like that? So what is one thing that you've learned that you love to do while quarantining and chilling? For me, I've always loved music, but like now that I'm quarantined and chilling, I'm like, I really love music. Like, I want to learn how to mix music and all that. I've been playing music non-stop.
Oh, wow, okay.
So that's what I've been doing.
I'm enjoying the fact that I can do nothing. And that's
period.
Just being real. And during this time of quarantining, I mean, I appreciate my job, my career, but I am definitely enjoying the fact that I can work from home. There are so many people, because of this coronavirus pandemic that's going on, that most people cannot go to work, so then they cannot provide for their family.
Yeah.
And a moment of just standing back and being in a spirit of gratitude, I'm just grateful that although, you know, I still have to work, I can. So that,
right.
I think that's where I'm focused on more. At this time, just being grateful. Grateful for everything.
Nikki?
Be honest with you, I don't think I'm doing anything different.
Yeah, because you work from home, so you're lucky.
So yeah, my routine is pretty much the same. Like, I stay work out from home now instead of going to the gym.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah, it hasn't really changed much for me. It sucks not being able to go out and do things as much.
Okay.
Like, I do, I think I am realizing just maybe certain things about myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Things that I do really like to enjoy, how big of a deal, like, time is and connectivity with people.
Facts.
Like, not to waste time. Like, I think for me, it's like, damn, like, why didn't I do this? Or what took me so long to do that?
Ooh,
and as soon as this is over, I'm jumping on this.
Guys,
like, so maybe
facts.
Just putting things into
perspective.
I understand that. I totally understand.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Shelly?
Well, unfortunately, I'm still have to go to work.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so I'm not, I'm only, was it social
distancing?
Uh-huh. But, yeah, unfortunately, I still have to go to work. But while I'm home, I'm more meditating.
Oh,
that's
and
good.
And getting more into the word.
Period.
That's what I'm really focusing on.
But I love God.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes. All right. So next question. What does girl code mean to you?
Who wants
girl
to start
code.
On that one?
Uh-oh, I can start.
Yep, Shelly, you start.
Okay. Girl code means to me is you don't date anyone that your friend has dated.
That's a fact.
Facts.
That's, you know.
Wait, excuse me?
Off the gate.
Oh, that's a fact. Next one.
You moving on to someone else?
No. Wait, is that it for you? Because you could keep going.
Oh, yeah, that's the main. That's it for me. That's the main one.
That's it
okay.
for you? All right. So
yeah.
Then what about you, Tosh?
I think girl code really means just holding it down. And that's in every sense of the word. Like, I understand that we're mature women, you know, so we're not going to be out here acting crazy. But if things were to go left, trust and believe I got you.
Facts.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, I feel
yeah.
like, you know, and that means in any and every aspect. Like, you going, if you got beef with your man, I'm here for you. If you got beef with a coworker, I'm here for you. Like, I want to be here for you as a friend. And I feel like... girl code is also, too, the things that you tell me keeping it with me if you tell me to do that. Like, I want
right.
to be that person. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's girl code for me,
okay.
among so many other things.
Yep. For me, it's just, like, just respect, loyalty, and, like, trust.
Okay.
If we have a conversation about something that needs to be between us, unless it's, like, something that I'm just like, girl, I don't care, tell everybody. But personal stuff, it should be between us and, like, loyalty and respect.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, Nick, what you thinking?
All that, definitely.
Yes.
Acceptance. I feel like with your girls, it should be one of the places that you always feel home and
facts.
Accepted to where you could be you, you could be real.
I love that.
You kind of build, like, your own language with the people that are in your corner.
So uh-huh.
building a tribe is, like, real big for me. But outside of that, keeping it funky. There's something
yes.
to be said about honesty.
Yes.
Okay.
Honesty
mm-hmm.
When you agree, honestly, when you don't agree, but
yes.
still being able to have each other's backs in either scenario,
yeah,
that's priceless.
Yeah,
facts.
Yeah,
that's definitely a good one. So then, what now? When we say this girl code, because we all turned it to like girl code between like our friends. Now, what about girl code just in general, like to outside people? Like, and the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because recently on a show, there are, obviously, when you do a reality show, those are basically your coworkers. No, you're not working at a desk, but those are still your coworkers if you're all on a show together and you all are forced to interact.
Yes.
So during a situation, they were going to lunch, and the one girl had a problem with something that the other girl did. To me, it was simple, but that's not my business. So if it hurt her feelings, then, you know, we got to respect that. So in return, she brought in a woman that was saying that she was messing around with this girl's husband to the lunch as a surprise to, like, ambush that lady. Do you feel like she's messing with girl code for doing that? Or do you feel like, listen, that's not my friend, so I don't got no respect towards it?
Was silent.
I had to think about that one.
Mm-hmm. For me, I feel like since it's on TV, I wouldn't wanna, unless, no, not even because it's on TV, because you already know when the more messy, the higher the bag. So, I wouldn't want to bring something up unless I had like 100% proof. And for me, I don't want to go at somebody and be like, well, your man did or your girl did. I want to come at you. If my problem is with you and not with your spouse, I want to keep it between us. So I'm going to go at something that you did. I'm not going to bring up your kids or your spouse or your friends. I want to, if I got a problem with you, it's between me and you. So I felt like she violated on that one.
And to add to that, I just, clearly, reality TV show is fake. Reality TV is fake.
It is fake, but there are people who will do stuff. There's people who do stuff like this.
No, but I'm saying, I'm just starting off with that because that is my opinion. But okay. I feel like if I had an altercation with a woman that I felt that it wasn't that serious, and then she came back to me and said, well, I know that your fiance is messing with so-and-so. He tried to talk to so-and-so. I don't even know if I would give that any of my attention.
But it's embarrassing.
No, I
would you be embarrassed?
I'm not sure. It would be. It really would depend on where the information is coming from.
Got you.
If it's coming from somebody that holds no value and no weight in my life, I don't think I would even give it any attention.
I like that.
You understand what I'm saying? But I feel like, okay, if it were a beef between Nikki and I, and then she comes back later and says, yo, I know your man was da-da-da-da-da, then I'll be like, yo, bitch, why didn't you fucking tell me that before we had the fucking exchange? You understand what I'm saying? I would be on some live shit. You know, but if it was somebody that I just met at my job, a quote-unquote co-worker, and you don't know me, like, girl, I'm not even respond. Next! Do you understand what I'm saying?
I like that because you're secure.
Yeah, I mean, okay. And it's definitely where it's coming from. And if I'm secure in my relationship with my significant other, and I don't feel like that he would do anything to disrespect me in public, then I would have to see it for myself, or it would have to come from a credible source for me to be like, yo, I'm about to handle this nigga. You coming with me?
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. So even if, all right, so then devil's advocate, even if you weren't secure, any information that you take, you're just going to immediately go and flip out of your van?
No. Really? That's what I'm saying. No, I wouldn't. But
I'm saying if it was not secure. Okay. So if you were not secure, just because somebody who you know is this girl, she knows, like, okay, I already know what's coming because you're targeting me. Because what I did to you, which was something simple, you're making it seem like I, like, slept with your husband. Like, this lady, all she did was prove that the lady wears wigs. And she has a hair care business. And she says that she doesn't wear wigs. So in return of her saying that, she turned this into, I know your man is cheating. Like, what? That has nothing to do with anything. So even if you weren't secure, you would go straight and flip out on your man after you got the information?
I probably would not go.
I would attack her.
Yeah, because my thing is like, okay, well, and then truly, if we want to really, truly be honest, if you know that your relationship isn't secure or you don't trust a nigga, then why are you with him? That's your problem all by yourself. You understand what I'm saying? It really has nothing to do with other women. But I understand. I probably would not check him. I would probably still check her at that point.
Yeah.
How about you, Shelly?
I would check her, okay. and it wouldn't affect my relationship with him.
Exactly.
Because the issue is between me and her.
Exactly. It has nothing to do with him. Nikki, what would you say?
You gotta break this down for me again. I'm confused.
I knew she was gonna say that. I knew it. Okay, actually, break it down really as best as you can. Use names, please.
So, I'll just make, all right, so.
Nah, just
talk to me
like I'm special,
man. All right, I got you. So, Jen and Sarah, okay? Jen and Sarah get into a little altercation because Sarah has, like, hair care, a hair care business. So Sarah sells like hair growth serums and shampoos that are all natural and conditioners. But Sarah has long hair. But occasionally, Sarah might throw in a little wig or two, add in a little piece or whatever. So she's out here low-key lying, saying that, oh, my hair is 24 inches long, but it's really like 18, and you add in a little piece, and that was 24, right? So Jen felt some type of way, and Jen was like, you know, yo, she's shading me about my man, but she wears wigs. So Sarah feels some type of way that you told everyone that I wear wigs and that I'm a liar. So Sarah, they all meet up to go to lunch the next day, and Sarah brings a woman who says that she's sleeping with Jen's man.
Becky.
Becky. And you know Becky's. So how would you feel if Sarah did that to you? Would you attack Sarah?
Or would you
feel it? Like, girl, like, how would you feel?
You know, I probably wouldn't believe her.
Exactly.
The type of situation it is, but hell yeah, I'm attacking her. That shit is wild disrespect. Like,
exactly.
I'm not being a higher version of myself. Oh, trust me, like, my first instinct, I love to smack a bitch.
Right, exactly. I'm smacking everybody.
And girl code means I'm jumping in.
Period.
That's right.
So... that's what I'm saying.
Facts, because that's wrong. And then she did all that, and Becky said that they never did anything. He just wanted her number.
After all of that.
So after they...
like, it was like a real, live, full affair.
Affair.
Kids were had, living a double life type of situation.
And that wasn't the case.
And what turned out to be was, I've seen him in passing. We were talking about cookies.
What? Yeah, people be dragging things, and I think, like, I don't know. I think there is something to being just, a stand-up person. Like, I know they say, I don't know. I think there's something to be said about respect.
Yes.
A lot to be said about it.
Facts. Like, you're not just gonna act any type of way or say whatever you want or think whatever the heck ever and that you're gonna get away with it. That's a really big pet peeve to me.
Facts.
Respect is a big, big, big deal to me. So once I feel violated... trust and believe, like...
it's a problem.
I could do that, too. Yeah.
Facts. And I'm coming back harder. I would have came back with everything.
And that's the thing. I think people do things... but that's the thing. I think people in society do things to other people and don't expect retaliation.
That's very true.
That's what it is. And then when it happens, it's like, oh, wait, wow. Oh,
why would so you
they
do that?
They can be mean, too. They can be a bitch, too. They can be, do you understand what I'm saying? But I feel like we all have that. So before you do something to someone or try to even provoke someone, think about that long term. Think about that blowback that's going to happen. Because you don't know. And the
Right.
Funniest motherfuckers is the ones you have to be worried
the
about.
The worst ones.
So it's
that's
like.
So true. And you got to be careful out here. Like, all right, I'm getting a little off topic, but part of my quarantine and chill, like one of the things I watched was, basketball thing on Netflix the San Quentin State Warriors. Basically, the Golden State Warriors they sponsor a team in prison.
Oh, word?
It's really dope. Like, so that they can do something constructive in there. But they interview these gentlemen, and a lot of these guys, their stories are crazy. They're serving big sentences, and, you know, a lot of them, you know, they kill people.
Oh.
And it's just like, you don't know who you're messing with.
You don't.
You're yourself. If you're not ready to really be about that life, and I almost hate to say it like that, but you don't know what people are dealing with. Like,
you don't.
This dude told his story, like somebody banged on his window at a game. He came out, tracked the person down and killed them in the parking lot.
What?
Yes. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Never know.
Yeah, you really don't know. Yeah. In some battles, it's just like, all right, let it go. we don't even need to fight that one.
I don't think any are worth the fight, but I think in the human...
Sometimes it's worth it.
It gets the better of us in certain situations, but wow, that's type crazy.
It's crazy.
So yeah, bottom line is we just have to treat people with respect and mind our own fucking business. Mind your business.
That's
yo.
What I'm saying, yeah. Mind your business.
Yeah.
Period.
That's the bottom line.
Is that what, so is it?
No, I'm saying, like, that's crazy. The
show, mind your business.
Yeah, mind your business, period. Like, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
For
yeah. And then, all right, so I don't know if you guys seen it. There's a clip going around, right? So, you know, we all quarantine and we all social distancing. You're supposed to be in the house, stay in the house, don't go out, right? So, this woman comes home from work and she comes in the house and in her bed is her man with her best friend. So, now listen, right? So, I like her because she was a little smart. So, she seen it, but what she did was planted her phone to record it and put it on Facebook Live, went in the kitchen and got a pot. She comes back. She starts beating this girl and her man with the pot. Oh, right? But she hits them like 3 times and they didn't feel it. So they were like, they were knocked out and she hit her with the pot the first time. And I'm like, ooh. So me watching it, I'm like, oh my God, like that. I can't even imagine. But I'm looking like, wait, why are they not moving? And then they finally realized what she was doing. And she just started tagging the girl. She's pushing her man off the bed. He grabbed his phone trying to call somebody to call for help. She kicks the phone out of his hand. It's so funny. I don't really like people fighting, but it was hilarious. And I'm glad that she got her retaliation right then and there. Oh, but like, God. What, like, I can't even imagine, but what would you do if something like that happened?
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Like, would you be on something like her? Like, yo, I'm about to go plant this, and I'm about to tear them up on live, so I got proof of this.
I don't know. I think I'd probably go postal.
You would go see,
and then plead temporary insanity.
Yeah, I would.
You understand what I'm saying? Get the best defense attorney I can possibly afford.
I got
but
you.
But I don't know. I think like if I love you and I am in love with you, and then the world is going through a crisis, and you decide to fuck a bitch in my bed.
Her best friend.
Postal.
Girl code broken.
So then everything goes out the window. So then everything else, nothing else matters after that. Yeah.
Now, since we're all quarantined and chilling, you giving everybody a show or nah? I'm giving niggas a show.
I don't think, I've never been one to put my business out on Front Street, so I don't think I would share that with America. I honestly don't think I would do that. But you know, respect to those who would. You know what I'm saying? I'm really more of a private motherfucker. Like, so
yeah.
I would share it with my family because I'm calling. All right, so best friend. When they say best friend, I'm not even putting none of my besties in this scenario. Let's just say if it was a regular bitch, then I'm calling y'all. Y'all come and get. I'm killing this bitch. I'm killing him. And y'all gotta get my bail money up. Like, that's it. Like,
I got
some
bail money. I'm all the way
there. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's all I need. How about you all? What are you thinking?
I'm recording.
I'm a private person, and I wouldn't put it out on social media.
Yes.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no.
But you definitely would have to come get me out of jail.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
No, Shelly, but call me if you got time, if you think about it. All y'all, call me before. You understand what I'm saying? Because we're going to do it the right way. No, I'm not going to record it. I'm going to be like, we're jumping her, and we're jumping him too. So while you hit him, I'm hitting her. You hit her, I'm hitting him. They both getting it. It's not one or the other. They're both getting it. And you might not be able to handle two. So I'm going to come through. I'm going to be your number two. We're getting both of them.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Nikki, you saying it's an effed up situation. What you talking about?
Gotta give it to her though. I may not have put it on social media, but I'm real big with evidence.
Facts.
So, like the fact that she thought to record it.
I don't know.
You ever be in a situation and like you know, but yeah. Somebody be so toxic
yes.
that they literally have you thinking that your reality.
Yes. I'm telling you.
Yes. There are
going to be manipulative.
Yes.
That's
like
weird.
Yeah. I have that type of foresight.
Yeah.
And then whatever happens after that happens after that. But that's, to me, that was a boss move.
Yes, yeah. It really was.
I have evidence.
Facts. And I never walked in on somebody sleeping in my bed because we're not doing that. Period. You know, I would have been like, Mom, come get me. Yeah. But I had a problem with somebody, and I knew I was about to go off, but I was like, I gotta think smart, I gotta do this right. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna record it, because ain't nobody gonna believe this. I was like, they're not gonna believe this, because I'm about to go off. I recorded it. The whole thing was like 24 minutes. When I tell you, I went off, and then I showed it to everybody. I was like, girl, I didn't put it on Facebook, but the whole argument with me and this person, I showed it to all their friends, and their friends was like, I'm not messing with him no more. Went off.
Especially because people are posers.
And they're shady.
Yeah.
People are so shady.
And I hate that shade thing. I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
Because I feel like that's fake as fuck. Like, you're being fake.
It really is.
And if you're a hater, then you're a hater. But if you stop focusing on everybody else and focus on yourself, you could come up.
Exactly.
That's on you.
And then another thing too is like, it shows you people's true colors too, because a lot of people will come and tell you something like, yo, this person said this person did this, they said this or whatever when you weren't around. But then when you go to confront that person, it shows your friend's true colors, because they'd be the same ones around like, oh my God, you gotta relax, you doing too much. But it's like, no, it's not doing too much. Respect is one thing that I need and I want.
Yeah.
So therefore, right. If you're not gonna respect me, please understand, when I disrespect you, I'm going to make sure that you feel it. I'm going to hit you with so many words that you are going to feel this till you die.
Yeah.
Because you violated. You understand? Till you die. You always going to think about that. We put that on a t-shirt. Period. Period. And if you violate, you're going to feel this till you die. You got to feel these words. Like, I'm going to shorten it, though. I'm going to try and send it to y'all. But I violated, and I hurt niggas' feelings. And ever since then, now he won't be my best friend.
Sometimes you have to do that. Because people are people. We're human, but we're flawed.
But when they violate.
And some of us are worse than others.
So. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
My gosh,
yeah.
It's so annoying.
All right, so then we're going to, last question,
okay?
Right?
Let's go.
So, if you are in a relationship with someone, right?
Okay.
And you guys break up, what do you feel like the rule is to friends?
Woo!
It's a toughie. So say if, like, you know, you guys host a lot, like your crib is the spot, or even if it's not, you just got like a lot of friends. How does that work? Like, if we break up, like, hold up, I get this friend, you get that friend, or how we doing this? Like, friends are my friends, your friends are your friends. But what about the friends that you meet while y'all together?
Okay, so then my thing is, I would look at it like this. I would say the friends that we had prior to our union, if we want to be petty, let's be petty. Those friends are your friends. My friends are my friends. Now, the friends that we built a relationship while we were in our union, then I would hope that I would be mature enough to hang around. You know what I'm saying? Like, once I've healed, I hope that I would be mature enough to hang around. Like, if a friend said, yo, we're having a dinner party. You know, we invited your ex, but we really want you to come. That I would come. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want to believe that that's, like, not really a perfect world. That's just some real grown woman shit. Now, if you're not over it and you don't want to deal with it, then just don't go. But I would never say to my friend, yo, bitch, it's either him or me. No.
I got to be the devil's advocate.
I wouldn't say that to regular friends. Now, Shelly and Nikki, yeah, bitch, it's either him or me. And I'm not even going to give you no fucking ultimatum because it's me. Ultimatums, unless you are my bestie. If you're my bestie, you know that it's no ultimatum necessary.
Well, I'm giving ultimatums. It's either me or him, or it's nobody. No. I said that wrong. It's either me or it's nothing. You better choose right. I don't care if that was your friend before. We friends now. You my friend. I'm coming. He's not coming. So if he come, I'm coming, and I'm gonna ruin it. You better do it right. Because I don't like to be embarrassed, so you better invite me. You better choose right.
Oh, my God.
I'm coming.
Oh, my gosh. How about you, Shelly?
I think it depends on the breakup.
Ooh.
Okay.
How so?
Well, if it was a good breakup, then it shouldn't matter.
All right, so devil's advocate. It's a good breakup, but he bring his new girlfriend.
Ooh.
Ooh.
you got to think about that, because people be like, well, you know, we just ended, we both have mutual disagreements, you know, we just really just want to separate, but then he got a new girl, and you ain't find nobody yet, because you still dating. Like, hold on, he can't bring nobody, like.
But if it's a good breakup, then that shouldn't matter.
You know what? See, well, then for me, a breakup is just bad for me, because I'm going to be like, excuse me, who's this?
No! Actually, I didn't know mutual, we were. If it's a good breakup, most of the times it's mutual. You feel like you just.
Even if it's mutual, I still don't feel like you need to be in my space, because I'm going to be like, I didn't know that we were bringing plus ones. Who's this? It's your sister?
Yo, Nick, you got to chime in on this one. Go ahead.
I just got all these things are
ass. Ass is wild right now. She's wild.
I would have brought the whole gang.
Oh my god.
You know me so well, because I would have been like, hold on, I'm bringing everybody.
That's what we're doing. I got
one to carry. Somebody to fan me.
Oh my god. I'm not with this. Oh man, this was absolutely fun.
This was a great episode. Yeah. Yes.
Shelly, so, thank you so much for tuning
in. Yes,
Shelly. Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, here you, Shelly. Yes. And everybody stay safe. Stay inside if you can.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Yes.
20 seconds, guys. 20 seconds. Yes. Count, okay?
And then also, too, if you're going out, please wear gloves, okay? Because I seen a lot of people yesterday in ShopRite with face masks going with no gloves. It defeats the purpose. You need to wear gloves. Wear your gloves. Like, I see somebody touching everything but having on a face mask. So I was like, you know when you take off the face mask and touch your face, your hands are still dirty. You're still going to get it. So you need to be covered.
Yeah. Okay. Right. You're better off wearing gloves.
Than the face mask. Yeah. So please,
I mean, or wear both or just stay ass inside.
Yeah.
It'll be over and this too shall pass.
Definitely.
That's right. Oh,
and when it pass, we out.
Exactly.
Here I come. All right, so we're out.
All right, guys.
Bye.
All right, stay safe.
Yes.